let's do this.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Now, artificial intelligence has changed the way we live with innovative technologies. In fact, AI has taken a storm in every industry and has a profound impact on every sector of society. Now, many new and emerging technologies are embedded in artificial intelligence. Startups to gigantic organizations are in a rat race to implement artificial intelligence for operational excellence, data mining, etc. Now, let's discuss the top 10 latest artificial intelligence technologies. And on the line, we are joined by our friends at Indalo Robotics. It is Michael Gasa, who I believe is already on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Muloya. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Great to chat to you again. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying your music. You are taking me back then, you know. And I just had an epiphany about this album. Anyway, it is my favorite too. I think maybe you know that.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
It is Dare to Dream.
Eish.
And No Limits.
Yeah.
Dare to Dream. And I'm very humbled by grace of God that I'm talking to you, Mr. Miloy, you know, and also coming to think about it now that we were also nurtured by this music that has so much profound and powerful message even today.
Yeah, that's true. I had the same epiphany just going back nostalgic years ago. 1998, 82,000, you would know this as well. You know, this is the kind of music, like you're saying, that really nurtured us and brought us into the force. So we really thank No Limits. This is really great music. And till today, it still is a beautiful music there. So really appreciate the time that they've taken to just craft these things for us and bring us to the fore. And thanks to you as well for continuing to be friends of the show. Every Tuesday, we really appreciate it. As we look into this, I do not also want to take it for granted. Indalo Robotics, can you please introduce to some of our listeners who might be joining us for the first time? Who are you guys and what do you do?
All right. So, Indalo Robotics is a non-governmental organization that focuses or specializes in education, development, and community training.
Mm.
So, we at Indalo Robotics, we believe that everyone or every kid at least should have an access to better education, regardless of their race. So without now having been discouraged of getting a better access to education. So we are now looking at means of bridging the gap and advocating for those who doesn't have that. And we believe that if now kids can have access to better education and things of the future, like exactly what your station is giving us a platform, we are also humbled with that regard. So we share the same vision to say youth are the future.
Mm.
So now what are we doing today? Is the education system that we're having now equipped for the jobs of the future? So Indalo Robotics is advocating for and helping in that space and more.
Fantastic. And I know the great work that you guys are doing as well. And we'll talk about the upcoming work that you guys are doing towards the end of the show. But we're talking the top 10 artificial intelligence technologies. Now, I have a list here that I've been told: natural language generation, speech recognition, virtual agents. It seems like a very intimidating and long list, but I want us to then tackle it one by one. I'm told natural language generation is a thing. What's that and what does it mean? And more importantly, our listeners in their different spaces and sectors, what is natural language generation and why does it matter?
Okay, sir. Now, I think maybe let's just take a step back and ask ourselves, what is AI?
Yeah.
So AI it's a program that helps machines to talk or think like human beings.
Mm.
Now, when you're saying natural language now, it means this piece of machine or a program that is in a computer is now being able to construct or understand what you mean, even if you have a bad English. So this thing, it can take your ugly English and polish it.
Okay.
Which I think is a perfect gift for a person of color to know that AI, if your English is crippled like most of us, with English is our second language.
Mm.
So in natural language, you can try now to construct and give in a sense in what you're saying, and now give you a better perspective in a better way which a natural or a native speaker will understand what you mean.
Oh, so by natural, it refers to the English language. That's the native it's referring to.
So now, remember that with AI, we can teach AI isiZulu.
I see.
So now, at this present moment, we don't see much of our African country doing much in AI space. So now that on its own, it's a problem, because now it means the AI is now biased. It's not favorable to people who doesn't understand that particular language.
Mm.
So that's another debate. But we as Indian robotics, we also advocate now for everyone in Africa to say, hey guys, whenever you're doing something, we are SD robotics, those people who say, please be careful. Please consider the other one, because the other one might not know. For example, maybe just to crack this up, if someone says relax,
okay,
to someone in a township might think of a different type of a haircut.
Yes. True.
So now,
that's true.
So now you can understand now that now this AI now, or to the end user, now there's a glitch, Those are the current problems that we're currently having on AI.
Okay.
I'm not sure if maybe
you have. I think I'm glad that we can teach it our natural language, isiZulu, Xhosa, Sotho, Shona, Ndebele, whatever other languages that we speak, and then it can be able to correct one if you're not speaking the correct Zulu or the correct Sotho or whatever the case might be. I suppose, given that South Africa is a very interesting country, we'll teach it to relax, what relax means in the location type of thing, so that it also understands the Tsotsi Tao. Exactly. That we have, and I'm thinking there's obviously unofficial languages even in the rest of the African continent as well. As long as it can learn that for me, I think is revolutionary, because then it's not biased to English, which obviously for some of us is just a third, even a fifth language in some parts of Africa. In fact, English in Africa is probably number five or number six down there. It would be great for you to speak French, which is one of the leading languages in Africa, Swahili, and all those sort of stuff. So I'm quite comfortable with that. It can be taught and it can learn that natural language and kind of correct us. I'm just wondering, when it corrects my suit, I'm like, hey man.
Excuse me, Tapelo. Let me paralyze your confidence right there.
Okay.
And just break it down in a way that you can relate.
Okay.
So in isiZulu, we can say something like la la la, la le la la.
Yeah.
La le la le.
Yes.
Yeah. However, the message in words are more on the tone than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as a Zulu person, now in a system where you say lala, and then lalelale, now there's that now, and to us as people of color, that to us It's very serious. It's like now it's trying to stop a dog, and you're saying stop to a dog, or you're saying this common word, but the dog doesn't understand. So now we don't want to have robots or system that will be more of a frustration because now the user and the system, there's no connection.
Yeah. No. Look.
The relationship.
While I get that, right, I do think that. For its adoption in Africa, then we're going to need to look at how it can adopt the tone. Now, who has the right tone? I don't know. I suppose that's a problem for AI to figure out who has the right Zulu tone, who has the right Sotho tone and all that. But I do think that it will affect some sort of thing. I'm saying that because I saw a video on social media, and this guy was talking to Chery, and Chery is the Siri version of this particular brand of car that I won't mention because they're not paying me for airtime. Was saying, Chery, open the sunroof. So Chery didn't understand couldn't get the tone. So Chery kept on, sorry, can you repeat that, until sunroof, Chery, type of a thing. So I said, oh, I get you. So only then it opened the sun type of a thing. So I suppose that's something that AI people should think about. How do we solve this tone thing in the natural language selection or generation type of a thing? But it is revolutionary for it to do that. Speech recognition, it's not the same thing.
Okay, now speech recognition and natural language it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So the natural language, remember we said it's now it has a very advanced or very very deep wealth of information in how to articulate words. Maybe we can think of articulation.
Okay.
So now speech recognition, it's now how you train your AI to be able to listen to you, to be able to know who's speaking. So we at Estinal Robotics, we have this kind of patent and this formation, and we have ways which we can teach our own fellow brothers to say, you know what, a speech recognition, this is how it is. For example, we use speech recognition on our robots to let them know to say things like stop. So when you say stop, then the robot will, or the motors, all the motors will know. So that's how you translate information. It takes that type of a voice and a pitch, So, but there's other things that you need to take into consideration, like the background music now. So when you have things, when you are doing a speech recognition, what if now it's raining, or what if there's a background music, or there's a quieter song or a piano song at the background. Now, so you train your machine or your model in different types of background as well to also be able to hear. So there's a lot of intricate circuit, but speech recognition is just a way of machine to be able to consume or take the information in or a command.
So if I'm angry and I commanded it, don't recognize. If I pitched at the when I was starting to talk to it, I was like, open the door. And I'm like, open the door. It's so like I am as a cool man. Is that what it's going to do?
I think being angry is better because you can choose whether or not to be. But why? What if you pay to a zine, you know? Oh, I'm not going to
say.
Open the door.
And you can't open the door now. Yeah, I know. This AI thing is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, speech recognition. So it looks at the tone, looks at the person. But I suppose the safety feature of it, for instance, I'm shooting at blanks here. I'm not an expert in this field. But if I have such intelligence in my car, if someone else comes to open it, it's not going to open.
I can never maybe I'm not at liberty to advise about that, because I'm not really an expert when it comes to security, and also I don't wanna be misleading the community around that one. I would say I don't have words that I think can help us go around that
space. Makes sense.
And I get you. Thank you for caring me.
Virtual. when we talk virtual agents now, what's that in artificial intelligence now?
Wow, So we have seen Facebook's when now Facebook and WhatsApp, it says from metaverse, you know. Now a virtual in a virtual agent, it's a world where you can explore other worlds, but physically here.
Oh, explore other worlds.
So we at Nanorobotics, we are aiming to bring that experience to life on our next event.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah.
That would be interesting. So experiencing another world while you are here.
In not only that, actually, it's like, I don't know if you noticed this thing, maybe the Mavision Plus. Have you tried one of those?
No, I haven't. I must be honest.
Yo, my brother, you're missing out. I used to have a Samsung AV glasses.
Yeah.
That came with my S7.
Yeah.
So you can relate. So you can now putting your phone onto those. I still have those glasses, by the way.
Yeah. So I must come and see that.
man, that thing is wonderful. Please, I don't have a phone. I have the glasses by the phone. And the gist of it, my favorite feature about that glasses. You could actually be in your own cinema, brother.
Sure.
Meaning that you would see the big screen, but you're in bed.
Mm.
Physically, you're in bed, but and the nice part about the movie in my glasses, it's when I'm looking around, I can actually see the chairs around the cinema. When I look up, I can see the ceiling. I can even change the mood. I can even change the ceiling.
Sure.
So now, meaning that I can be in my bed. But now I'm in Disney, literally. So I used to have another, because I'm scared of, I thought I was scared of height until those glasses helped me out. By facing those things. So you could actually feel like you are in a roller coaster and see the thing live. It's wonderful.
Ah, that's nice. That's what I'm saying. One should try them to get a feeling, a sense of it. Okay. Now, decision management.
Yes.
What is decision management in AI now?
Perfect. So now let's now think. AI comes with things like a self-driving car, by the way.
Yeah.
So now, with a self-driving car, it means this car is capable of making its own decision.
Yes.
You know?
Ooh.
So now the AI is the one that is playing the part, whether the car should stop, whether the car should go, whether the car should open the door, and so forth. So now that's one example. Another example, maybe a quick one, will be things like the drones. So in the drones, we can set up the drones to move in a certain length or a path, like playing a dance, different tones at once, playing a dance. So it's that one. The decision will say, when now drone A is moving on the spot, drone C moves to that space, and then drone D moves to, and then when you're looking at it, it's like it's a dance, but the AI is the one that is making the decision for everything to correspond.
I see. That makes sense. I've seen these self-driving cars. I've seen in preparation for such discussions, I saw one in America. I think it was almost working as an e-hailing business. And old gentleman couldn't believe that, hey, this car, we called for an e-hailer, and it just came.
Yeah.
And there it was, doing e-hailing services. I was like, yay, in South Africa. I hope this won't turn out into what I'm thinking, where the car doesn't return to its owner. Because But anyways, that's me just thinking there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Biometrics?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
AI around biometrics.
So, right. So, we have also seen a transition in biometrics, even in our phones, you know. So now, for example, the AI in it, just also think about it in this way. How can your screen be able to take your fingerprint?
Sure.
Have you thought about the technology in that?
No.
The phone, even the phone I'm talking to you on, is that the biometric is on the screen. So now to open my phone, I now press in my thumb in my screen, and then my screen at last is able to read my fingerprint and able to. So it's very complex. Actually, when you talk about AI, you're talking about complex stuff that appears to be easy.
Yeah, complex stuff that appears to. I can certainly tell you it's complex stuff. My brain is just trying to make sense of these things. I'm like, yeah, these are really deep stuff. Machine learning now.
Yes. Now, sorry. Machine learning. The whole point of AI is to give a computer an ability to learn on its own, just like human beings, you know? And as it happened in Genesis 6, verse 6, God regretted why he made human beings. And the reason why even God regretted why he made humankind is because humankind were now thinking of doing things that now is not fit with the manufacturer. So, I don't know why I'm talking about that, but that's the very same danger that's going to happen with the very same kind in AI. You know, the very same AI, if now it's not doing what it's supposed to do, like if now think of a situation of a surgery or an operation in theater, and then now this machine decides to not do its own thing. You can now imagine what could happen. But those are the potential risk that are there. But just like the God has set up the three angels in the corners of four angels in the corners of the world, we at in our robotics, we need to be recruiting as many people as possible, because now our voice, the voice of us men, is so powerful to be able to even stop such things. You know,
I also remember. Was it Elon Musk?
Yes.
Was it Elon Musk as well who also raised that the speed at which this AI is moving is just scary for human race?
Remember that there's nothing new under the sun. The reason why I'm named Michael, I was named after Michael Knight, who had a self-driving car in 1986.
Interesting. Michael Knight.
So now, So Michael had a self-driving car called Kit.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yes.
So the interesting part is the guys who made that movie are the founders of Nike. Now, the concept has been there long time ago. Now, it's only manifesting in our generation. It's very critical for the Christians to be alert among the raising of this thing. That's why now even in Revelation 13, when we talk about the 666, God says, for those who have wisdom, you know, let them calculate. So now we are in that time of wisdom, and we as Christians, we are also have the same mandate and to be also equipped
and know these things
mentally and equip. And but we, as long as we have Christ and we are following God, we are at his hand.
Yeah.
The Christ is our perfect model, leading among the intelligence of this world.
Indeed, indeed. Robotic process automation sounds like a big word.
Maybe the easiest way to draw a picture around that will be, let's make a robot that is like a human being.
Mm.
So a human being has sight, you know, a human being has hearing, you know, a human being has taste, a human being has different senses.
Mm.
So now, how do you now consolidate the vision, the eye, and process all of those things simultaneously?
Mm.
And then the more we get to intelligence or artificial intelligence, that's more we now see that God is amazing, you know, because even if we can come with this intelligence and we can, but now the only thing that we can learn and see the intelligence is when we're looking at ourselves and our creator.
Mm.
That intelligence is really unmatched.
Yeah. Okay.
So the processing is a combination of those.
Makes sense. I'm following you there. Okay. Peer-to-peer networks.
Yes. So peer-to-peer network, think of it as when we are making a point of CS, you know.
Okay.
So now there's point-to-point networks that are connecting at that point.
Mm.
So now also in AI, if now we are doing self-driving cars, so these cars need to be aware of each other.
Ah.
So this car needs to communicate to avoid traffic now, to say that's the intelligence that it comes with the peer-to-peer and AI.
So it will communicate to other cars that are the same. What about these combustion cars? It won't see that there's traffic before me, and all these combustion cars standing in front of must move. So it can communicate to non AI empowered cars.
Then we can, in that sense, we can remember this car has many sensors.
Yeah.
You know, you can put a camera. Can put a camera, then it can identify the car that's the version of it.
Mm.
The creativity and what you can do, it's really unlimited.
I see. That gives comfort. Now I'm now thinking deep learning platforms.
Yes.
Are these platforms for learning? You know, for young people, which is maybe what you're also leveraging. I'm just asking, shooting from a blank here.
Yeah. So don't worry, my brother. With that one, think of that as now having AI to solve your maths problem. So you can now write an expression like 1/2, and then like in any other way in your handwriting, and then it will be able to read that, process that, and give a logic.
I wasn't too far from the mark there. And then lastly, I'm looking at also the time.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, no, you can continue the last one.
The last one, AL, optimized hardware. Again, another big word there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now think of it this way. I'm also happy to announce to you that Inano Robotics has a lot of what we call cloud computing,
which
is a physical hardware. But to break it down, now with AI, you don't have limitations anymore of a hardware.
Mm.
If you are running out of space, you can increase your cloud at the moment.
Mm.
If you need a bigger CPU or a bigger processing or a RAM, you can update that on the fly with AI. And that's the thing, that you can optimize and increase your space on the fly without having to wait or wait for the next day.
Oh, in terms of space, is that what it's referring to?
So when you're talking about processing, there's a lot of components with this space. This computer speed, there's a whole lot of components. But yeah, I was just talking, you can focus on one, but I was just giving you as a quality that it works as one, as an output, but you can just dissect it in different components.
In different components. Now, my last one before we get into the workshop, the event that you're holding. Why should people be even remotely concerned about these top 10 artificial intelligence technologies? What do they do to us? What will they do to us? Why should we be concerned?
I think we just need to be concerned with where we're standing with Jesus Christ, more than anything, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm confidently advocating for him because I've invested also so much time and I'm living this thing of artificial intelligence. It's my fault. I've embodied that. I love that. Overall, when I'm comparing that artificial intelligence and the intelligence of Christ, I'm safely saying to the as advocate of Christ that Christ's intelligence is really unmatched. And when we follow him and the simple practices that he has created for us, you know, even through a parable, then we are safer in that way. And then when we have God on our side, everything else will be added to us, even the intelligence itself, the better one, how to even maintain the intelligence when we have God.
Sure.
With the meek and humble spirit.
Sure, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. 16th June?
Yes, 16th June. It's a very eager slate. We love you now. It's cool.
Get
Block 4, Toronto Community Wall. That's where we announced communication. So we could have taken this anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
But we said, you know what? The only wall is Lazio, you know, it's cool. Mina personally in Lazella. Yeah, and the thing is, I got excited. You should have seen me. But overall, I'm calling myself back to order now.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, we are calling all youth, you know, we are saying, please come, let's network, you know.
Yeah.
We've got a very exciting program tailored for everyone, meaning that we're going to have a setup similar to the one at Sonpeni. When the abantwana bazoba ne section yabo yabantwana, ama parent bazoba ne section yabo ama parent, where we're going to be teaching ama parent how to make informed decision about buying kids. Abantwana bathengela ama kids ama choice anjani, umntana kuna ngayi, umntana mingi nangaka msize ngizizo. So abantwana nabo, youth is really old, abantwana bazoba, those are just a few things in the show. People should expect a lot of interactive. We also want to have a fun run that's going to be starting at 4 o'clock. We have a list of runners who've decided to run at 4 o'clock in June. That run is to show we fight against social barriers. He said, "Yeah, man, Mara, since I was just starting, we are not going to easy life in Aziz is, but we are seven there." So we are saying we are changing the narrative around June 16. We are saying yes, let's learn from the history, from our history, and also embracing the future, which we are celebrating technology. So we are calling everyone. We are also inviting the show Tapelo to say, come, let's celebrate technology on the 16th at Snake Park. We're also going to be having other provinces, but they're going to be joining us virtually.
Virtually, yeah, sure.
But people can stay in tune.
Yeah.
You can stay in tune into our Indalo website, which is www.indalorobotics.com. .co.za. We will try to put as much and more information, even the program, into our website and more information.
And also on social media?
With all social media, we go by Indalo Robotics.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think on Instagram, it's Indalo_robotics.
Yeah.
But Indalo Robotics and Facebook, yes, we'll be everywhere.
Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate your time and great insights.
Thank you so much, Mr.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. No problem. It's a pleasure, Ed. I'll have a good one. That was Michael Kasa there from Indalo Robotics talking to us about this artificial intelligence, the top 10 AI technologies changing the world.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.